The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into another Blurry Hysteria. Ha ha ha. Thought I'd ease you in there, Brent.
my heart palpitations have calmed, so thank you. Thank you for not I'm not the slimmest guy in the world, so you gotta take it easy with me.
We're both 40 plus now, so you know.
Plus I just ate my weight in sushi, so you know they're
all that mercury is adding up we speak.
So I had the 47 rolls and 106 individual pieces, but I used the low sodium soy sauce, so I'm fighting the good fight.
You're covered.
I'm fighting the good fight.
And a Diet Coke.
Yeah, right. I glow in the dark now, and but I wouldn't worry about it. And one diet. Water. Come on now. Water.
I can tell the temperature from like how red your eyes are right now.
Yeah, that's right. I call them my barometer glasses. That's true. So what's been going on, man? Anything new? Anything crazy going on in parts unknown, Colorado?
Not too crazy. I'm getting ready because I'm going on a trip soon. I'm going to be going across the pond to Ingoland. Mm-hmm. And Annie and I are gearing up for a vacation.
A vacation. Like a month-long trek across said pond.
It's going to be a big one.
Is the rowing portion of said track, but otherwise
we'll have 2 days. 2 days on the beach, though. We got to turn around and get put back out to sea, but at least they got some cliffs there.
Yes,
that
right.
Are pretty famous. Not a lot going on, which is nice. Things have been slowing down a little bit.
Yep. We're both proud to say that in the Paranormal Podcast Awards we both lost this year. Yay.
Yeah, what a load of shit.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, as they say, in the business. I'm not quite sure which business it is, but the business says that.
I think I'm the curse here. Every time I get nominated for something anymore, whatever I'm involved with automatically loses.
So. Well, I tell you what, you're the one who won Chicago Podcast of the Year. I never won that, so.
When people didn't know it existed.
That's when podcasts.
That was our secret
there was
weapon.
Seven podcasts in Chicago, almost in Colorado. There probably wasn't even seven then. Anywho, so we got shit going on here. Nothing much. It's cold, then it's warm again. Then it's cold, then it's warm again. And of course, I've got the fallback blues right now. You know, where it's like 5 o'clock at night. And I'm like, is it midnight? Can I go to bed yet? You know, because it's all dark and crap. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Apparently, it's going to be even worse over there. It's a little closer to the poles.
Yeah,
so it's
going
to get dark.
Last night we had a full lunar eclipse here, and then a blood moon. So that was kind of cool. I did not stay up for it, but I had a buddy who did and said he could see it. So that's cool.
That's just the signal for the end of democracy.
Nice that it happened in the morning on election day where they're just like, yes. My wife, I don't know if she's worried about me or not. She just comes in. She's like, I got you this light. You plug it in and you're inside a lot and you don't have windows. Well, my home studio, if I'm here, which I'm in right now, does not have windows at all. And then at the studio, everything's covered because you can't have sound. She's like, I got this light so it makes you feel like, you're getting, happiness and vitamins and stuff. I'm like, oh, God, am I that guy? and the someone opens the curtains and I'm like. Oh, man, am I sizzling or what? So got that going for me.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got an extra light. I was like, sweet, I could use this if the Zoom calls are ever low and we have to use a... when we need to use camera, so it's perfect. It's perfect. And not only am I getting artificial sunlight, I'm also... I wonder if that would kill... Now I'm thinking, I wonder if this is UV light. I wonder if it would kill a vampire.
UV.
I doubt it. I think that'd probably be like cancer light or some shit like that. I don't know. She's over here going, nope, that's not what it is.
Anyway. I like the comics that point out a vampire is still in the sunlight at night.
That's called refraction or refraction. But guess what? They also don't have a reflection, and you know, garlic and holy water hurts them and stuff. So I'm just going to say magic has something to do with it, and so that whole train of thought kind of gets derailed.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny to point out, though, that if the light touches something first, then vampires are okay.
But if you use there was one where they used a mirror to reflect the light and he still got burned. I don't know. Guys, you got to let us know. Sound off on Hysteria Nation or on Blurry Photos or anywhere you want to, and let us know your thoughts on specific vampire tendencies. If you are a vampire, we want to hear from you first.
Yeah, what are the rules? Because it sounds like a lot of people can't agree on them. I'm a
vampire, and I go to clubs and just bathe myself in other people's energy.
Wasn't Blade 3, didn't they have a bunch of like the UV weapons that they used?
Yeah, they had flashlights they had UV bombs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's fun, you know. Who knows? That's why I want to be a werewolf, you know. You don't have to worry about the sunlight so much. Speaking of worrying, I've got something that I think the subject of my article today should have been doing some worrying. So this comes from, hold on, because I wrote down who sent it to us, and then I did not bring that to the studio with me. Who sent this to us?
Evil Mike.
Not on this one. Oh, yes, it was. It was Evil Mike. I'm like, you're wrong. Nope, it sure was. All right, so this Evil Mike once again brings us from the BBC News. This came out, when did this? October 18th, so not too long ago. Japanese heritage worker backs car into oldest toilet in Kyoto Temple. Man, in this temple in Japan. His job is to help preserve Japan's culture heritage, has accidentally smashed his car into the country's oldest toilet at a centuries-old Buddhist temple. Man, talk about a work blunder, man. How do you drive it in and destroy a toilet?
I think it's great, though, that it's his job to preserve that stuff. Like, that's got to add insult to injury, right? So
the communal loo at Tofukuji in Kyoto dates back to the 15th century and is designated as an important cultural asset. Well, it was.
Oh, boy.
The ancient door was ruined after the employee hit the gas without realizing the car was in reverse, police said.
That old chestnut.
Now, it's a little misleading here. It was mainly the door. It says no one was injured and the actual latrines inside remained intact. The man also remains unnamed so that no one tried to throw him in a latrine.
Well, that's nice.
He said they were stunned, though, by the scale of the incident because it did a lot of damage. He said, although it's repairable, restoring the outhouse to its original state would require, quote unquote, lots of work. this loo, as they call it, it's the paper here from BBC, it describes it as a structure containing a row holding 20 circular holes cut into stone. So, you know, you can shit with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
As one always wants to do. You know, why poop by yourself when you can poop with company?
Well, that's one of those things that I would never want to time travel. Because if you go back to old Roman times, they had all those bathrooms, public baths or whatever set up, and it's just big rows of benches with holes in them,
man.
And then you get a bucket with a stick and a rag.
You don't even get a stick.
And water.
What? I tell you what, I don't even want to go back to a few years ago because we bought bidets after we traveled and they had a bidet, and now, so I use bidets at home. We go on vacation and I don't have it and I forget what it's like to not use it. And I sandpaper my ass for a week. And by the time I come home, I'm walking like I've been road hard and put away wet. And I'm like, oh, my ass is just sandpapered. Like it's a great thing. And it's also a curse at the same time. If you do have to go somewhere where you don't have it. So,
but hey, mate,
who wants to have to wipe their ass dry? Like some sort of pedestrian.
Like a barbarian.
What am I? A barbarian to you? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know how. And so here's the thing with that Roman anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that one of those stories that they would tell, you know, where everybody shared the poop bucket with the stick to wipe their ass with? Or is that just like something somebody made up and it stuck?
David!
Like the vomitorium.
David, go stir the latrine. Go stir it, you know?
Yeah. It's getting a film on top again. Better switch it around some.
Oh, good Lord, right. Yeah, you know what? I'm okay not knowing the answer to that. But if you are a vampire and you're alive then, let us know.
I want to know just in case I do end up back in the first century.
I want to know if he really loves me. I want to know if he really loves me. Sorry, that's your... I don't think every heartbeat... I don't sing enough on here anymore. That's what everyone tells me. They always say I should sing more, which I think is just them blowing smoke up my ass. And also, I get told that I don't do enough speed buggy. Vroom, vroom. Oil. Vroom, vroom.
What the hell is happening?
You remember Speed Buggy, the cartoon?
No.
Did you live a sheltered life? He was one of the things from like the Hanna-Barbera. He was on, you know, Scooby-Doo every once in a while, and those races. You remember the race ones? What were they called? The
Wacky
Laugh Olympics or whatever. Whatever it was. Yeah, you got to look up Speed Buggy. I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, I'm a turtles man. I'm a turtleman.
T-U-R-T-L-E power. All right, we're going to go to break room. When we come back, we're going to shift it to you and slightly less poop stories, or maybe not. I'm not going to paint you in a corner there. We're going to find out right after this break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now, right now. Get now. Started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So, she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her own dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
And David, that's super important to us, because as you know, my wife and I have 2 rescue dogs, and they are fantastic. They're so much fun, and they're buttholes, as you know, and that's because all dogs are, and that's what makes them so sweet. And we want to make sure that we feed them the best, and that's why we were super excited when Badlands approached us, because that's what we feed them, because we wanted to make sure that we feed them the best. And this was a no-brainer for us, because we want to make sure that we are treating the dogs how we would want to be treated. I like to think my dogs would be taking care of me like I'd take care of them, even though I don't feed myself nearly as good of food as I feed them.
That's great. You guys at home can rebutthole your dog. If you go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah, that's right. If you want your dog to experience all the incredible things, and maybe even like mine, non-scratching and back to his butthole self, go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria today.
Bum, ba-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da, rah.
Rah. Are you my new age girl?
Hey, I got an update. Uh-oh. For something that I didn't even date the first time. What's up, date? So this is coming from ancientorigins.net, the old classic Ancient Origins site. And they did an update. They ran a story about Lost City of Giants that was found in Ecuador.
Ecuadorian giants. So, and the city was populated with giants.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Well, okay. So I'll set it up a little bit better than that. They found a big structure. And they said it was 260 foot tall by 260 foot wide. And it had a bunch of like 2-ton blocks that were the bricks of it. And so whoever was looking at this called it a lost city of giants. This cube is a whole city that housed all the giants in Ecuador. But they said there apparently were large sized tools that were found in the vicinity. And then they found things that people actually used to make things with. I'm just kidding. That was, there was probably a better way to set that up, but whoever was saying this, those were the giant sized tools. Anyways, in the jungles there, I guess they found this, structure, and you know, they're like, well, everything's perfectly aligned. Everything's cut so precisely. It had to have been A, humans, but probably B, aliens, but C, it's giants because the blocks
giant
were
giant human alien hybrids. You heard it here first, folks.
Mm-hmm. And so they've I guess been looking at it more. They've kept digging this out, and they're hoping. Well, one theory is that it's the tomb of Atahualpa, which was an Incan emperor, because they think they buried him with
rolls
a bunch
off
of
the
gold.
Tongue. Oh, okay. Now you're talking.
Yeah, that piqued your interest. Well, there's no gold here, so I don't know why they think it's that. But anyways, that's the thing. They basically, their update is that they're looking at it more, and people are thinking this is pre-Columbian giants, you know, shit like that. That's a big thing in the paranormal circles, isn't it? You have covered it before.
Yeah, we've done the Were There Giants, and you know, there's all these stories. Oh, the Smithsonian has the bones, and they're hiding it. And people are like, "Oh, this is all BS," and people are pretty adamant on either side of the story.
It's true,
and that is a very much a you can separate some people just saying one thing or the other on that.
I actually have gotten hate on Blurry Photos for your all's coverage of Giants in America.
I remember that. You got a 1-star review, and it was talking about our episode.
And I'm like, dude, like and the dude was commenting on Facebook. I was like, what are you talking about, man?
Hey, Tim, like, hey Timmy, you clicked the wrong link there, bro. And this wasn't recently. This was years ago.
This was years ago.
I feel like maybe when we just started talking or something like that, you know?
I had just had you all on for Hollow Moon.
And by the by, yeah, probably that's how someone found it, and then they realized they clicked on the wrong thing or something.
So anyway, I haven't done any of the recent in the years of podcasting I've been doing. It's one of those things I've wanted to cover and never gotten around to, because there's this big conspiracy theory about giants inhabiting the Americas.
And, well, I'll ask you now then, do you swing one way or the other since you haven't done any interest?
Oh, no.
Or any?
No, I don't feel comfortable making any kind of swing at this.
Oh, man, I'm always comfortable making just that. Wild statements. Just wildly inaccurate statements.
we're salt and pepper here. I haven't done nearly any research on it at all, and so I don't have an opinion. But I think it's funny that there is all kinds of conspiracies about it. Now it's seeping down into South America, right? With this.
They're
saying, you know, this is the same kind of species or whatever. They think it's before Incan civilization and Mayan civilization. And so
we had a different atmosphere. It was hugely saturated with oxygen and other things. It's one of the reasons that animals and stuff weren't that big at the time, because they could be, you know.
It's very true.
And so could something like that be, scientifically speaking, possibly on that aspect? But I'm sure there's a lot of other aspects to it where the scientists would go, no, other than just the fact that, you know, we don't have the fossil record, other than the people that say we do, but it's being hidden and, you know, or, you know, it's, you know, hidden, I guess, or stolen or whatever you want to call it, by the powers that be that don't want us to know there were giants for whatever reason.
Their reason is because it would mess up academia.
Yeah.
And it's like, really, that's...
Dude, you don't want to have to rewrite biggest... a whole bunch of books.
Come on. So, I have seen stuff that has said they don't think that a body, a human body that's, you know, 15 feet tall could support itself. They think that it would be...
Look at someone like Robert Wadlow that was... 8'11¾", and he couldn't support himself.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The,
I mean, it was tough. Tall,
you got two kinds of people. You got the Shaquille O'Neals and the, you know, the Big Show from WWE that are proportionate to what there's. And then you have like the Andre the Giants, who their body is dying under their own size and weight because of a condition. So. And it seems like those are fewer, you know, and far between the healthy as much as the people that aren't doing as well or it's hurting.
There, you know, you also got to think about how much that taxes one's heart to try and pump all that, you know, blood around. If you have extra long vascular system, it would it would be even worse on your heart to try and do that. Meanwhile, your heart's probably still growing itself because of the gigantism.
Right.
So there's all kinds of stuff that goes along with it. But you bring up an interesting point about the oxygen saturation and things like that. There were theoretically, that wouldn't work for any living organism. But we have fossil records of mm-hmm. organisms that were that big, mm-hmm. bigger. Blue whales even today are doing okay. Now, maybe you could make a point that the hearts are different proportions for dinosaurs. And if you try to put, a human body, make it big, the heart would have to be much bigger than what it would just, you know, scale up in Whoville sort of thing. So, you know, just a three sizes grown heart probably still won't cut it. If you're 15 feet tall.
Three sizes that day, doctors are unable to save him.
So yeah, I just think it's interesting to get into the thought that there was this race of giants, and, you know, of course, people tie it to the Bible and stuff with the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. It's something I do want to look at someday.
Speaking of conspiracies, controversies, especially like things that are maybe, the government's had their hand in as far as like hiding the stuff. I watched a documentary the other day. I'm fighting hiccups right now, so you're going to have to
sweep the leg
here.
Woo! Sweep the hiccup leg.
Got it, I think. Anyway.
Sweep the leg of your diaphragm.
I watched the other night The Assassination and Mrs. Payne, and it was on the JFK assassination and the Mr. and Mrs. Payne that Payne was the family, or at least the woman was, who Oswald and his wife, Lee Harvey Oswald and Miranda, whatever her name was, were living with at the time. And a lot of people say that, she was in on it, or she was a CIA spook and all this stuff. And she's still alive. She's 90 years old now. She's still alive. They did this documentary on it. And, you know, it was either a comedy of errors or she was a CIA spook. And or at least asset. And it was kind of interesting because she's, for her whole life, maintained that she wasn't, but they uncovered that her father had worked with the CIA, her sister worked with the CIA, she had at least applied to work with the CIA or the Department of Defense back in the day, and she was the one that like came forward and goes, oh yeah, I found this in a book at my house, he had hidden it, I guess he tried to kill that major general, and oh, I found this photo of him holding the weapon, and oh, he accidentally left this typed letter, where he was sending it to Moscow and all this stuff, and all these things would like trickle through. And supposedly like a month or two before, I think it was in October, he was assassinated in November, A. Lee Harvey Oswald had went to Mexico City. Well, even Dulles, who was the head of the CIA at the time, said the guy who went there claiming to be Lee Harvey Oswald did not look like him, and they have him on tape. It did not sound like him. They don't think it was him, and there was probably a second person going by the Lee Harvey Oswald, at least at the time. And she goes, oh, yeah, it was like 2 years later. Oh, I was going through some of his stuff, and I found these brochures about Mexico and Spanish to English dictionaries and all this stuff. He was definitely in Mexico at that time. And it's just like one of those, like, were you just being fed? Oh, and her family was like the Forbes and the Payne, as in like the Paynes who signed the Declaration of Independence. That was her husband's family. And they're friends with Dulles and the other CIA operatives, and they summered with them. And it was just like this crazy, like, there's nothing about the JFK story that isn't weird, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about maybe, have you ever done a dive into that at all?
No, that's one of those A-listers I just don't touch.
We did it a long time ago, and I didn't think I would enjoy it, and I really did. A lot of that's usually out of our wheelhouse, but I really liked this. So if you guys are looking for something and it shows both sides of it, and they talk about how stupid that whole idea or way of thinking is too, The Assassination and Mrs. Payne, give it a shot. It's worth watching.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's hard to know anymore anything about it. You know,
it's there's so far removed.
You know. Convolution. Yeah, it's. Yeah. Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get into it much. I mean, it's interesting, you know, but I'm also just like I don't think this is. I think it's too muddied to know anything about now. So,
we're too far.
Did
removed
you ever see the recent? Oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of it. It was, I think it's like a number, but it had. Sorry, let me actually say words instead of just making noise. There's a Stephen King adapted series that just came out, had James Franco in it.
No.
He goes back in time and stops the assassination.
No, I didn't see that.
Of JFK. It's might be on Hulu or Amazon. I forget. I want to say it's like it was the time that it happened in Dallas.
Okay.
That he was shot, maybe, mm-hmm. or something like that, or maybe the date.
Did you watch it?
I'm sorry. I watched it all.
Okay.
It was really good. And it's one of these, I won't spoil anything. It was just one of those shows that's like, you shouldn't mess with the timeline.
11/22/63.
That's it.
So it was 2016, the date. One season. Yeah. I'm going to check that out for sure.
It's worth a watch. There's it's very cool because there's time travel. There's a little fish out of water type of storyline in there. And then there's like, it's kind of like spy thriller type of thing. Very interesting. And I think it's worth a watch.
That's cool. If you ever want to watch something along those lines too, that's an older movie, 80s, The Final Countdown. That's a fun one.
That's a Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Well, a carrier gets sent back to World War II, and then they're trying to decide: do we, you know, it's right before Pearl Harbor. Do we stop the Japanese fleet? You know, and the all this. What do we do? And don't want to give that one away either. It's a interesting movie. And it's got a lot of really good actors in it. So, Martin Sheen and his father and a bunch of people. Yeah. So check that out if you're interested.
Wasn't there another one that was closer to the Philadelphia Experiment?
There was one about the Philadelphia Experiment, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it dealt with like Nazis too, and they were trying to get the, I forget, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but I don't know the name.
Might as well. Interesting.
All right, kids, that's been our craziness this week.
Do you like how every conversation just kind of devolves into movie talk?
I know. Well, that's the pop culture rules it all, really. You know, well, it reminds me of a movie.
They're good touchstones.
You ever see Debbie Does Dallas? Speaking of giants, now.
Speaking of touching stones.
All right, kids, get your any of the weird stories you want us to talk. Weird@hysteria51.com. Weird@hysteria51.com. Email them to us. And we'll add them to the list. We still got a few, but we'd love to get some more. Please, please, please let us know. Worst case scenario, we just won't do it. We're not going to ridicule you. So it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And we will see you next time.
Meeting adjourned.